Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and in front of me is Rap Man, who has written and created this incredible show on Netflix called Supercell. So, Rap Man, obviously, a lot of my audience won't have seen this. We're chatting before it comes out for people. So, can you give us the elevator pitch to anyone who hasn't seen it? What is this show about?
Supercell is about five ordinary people from South London who unexpectedly come into superpowers. And what's interesting about the show is that none of them are perfect. None of them are fully evil. So you're not going to get your typical superhero villain story.
Yeah.
The crux of the story, other than the fact that you will get powers, is one of the people that gets powers, who just got engaged to the love of his life, accidentally travels to the future and finds out his wife-to-be dies in a matter of months. And he is told by his future self he can save her if he can find the other people with powers. So he comes back to the present and he goes on this massive mission to try and save the woman that he loves.
That's the thing that struck out to me most is, look, this is an incredible action-based superhero story, but above all else, it's a love story. And that was just a phenomenal way to put this.
Yeah, man, because I think I didn't want the show to just be people flying around in the sky. It's more about the people, and the powers kind of come on top. It's about all these people that have people that they love, whether it's their partner or sibling or, you know, their child, or just, you know, everyone is very passionate and loves somebody, and basically these powers come in and test their relationships.
And another thing that I really enjoyed about this, and people will see this when they watch it, is everybody, as you said, is flawed, is real, but all of the scenarios are real. Like, obviously, we're introducing superpowers. Obviously, we're introducing people who don't know how to control their powers or use their power, whatever. But there's such a level of realism about this that the people who get the powers do what we think, I certainly think we would all do, is, you know, to try and better the situation that I'm in, whatever that situation is.
Exactly that, because why that was so important to me is that every time, I was a massive fan, I am a massive fan of the superhero genre, but I never understood getting superpowers, buying a spandex suit and a mask, and then trying to stop a bridge from falling as my first point of call.
Yes.
I never understood that. I'm like, you know, if I've got these powers, how can I make my life a bit more comfortable,
yeah,
maybe my loved ones, and then we'll talk about maybe a cape of spandex later down the line if so need be. So I never understood why that was the goal to. And I feel like because that's all we've been seeing since the beginning of time of superheroes, we got used to that. But who in the world, if you know one person that the first thing they do is get their powers, is get a really tight suit, a mask and a cape, I need to meet that person.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it came from. So I feel like I'm taking it back to reality now. I'm taking superpowers back to reality, whereas if what you would do if you really did get powers.
And the other thing as well that I love about this movie is the authenticity of the dialogue and the accents, and everybody is truly South London, but South London of, you know, family origins that are so familiar to people who live in South London. So you're not shying away from the reality of that life in whatever social stratus you're in, but it's so authentic. And I wonder, did the Netflix people ever at some point go, would you like to make this, you know, a bit more mainstream, or a bit like, you know, because it's so authentic.
It's funny. Every time I thought they would jump in and do that, they never did. I think Netflix take risks with their creators.
Yeah.
Remember, they wasn't like, when they came to me, they knew quite a lot about me. They knew what type of storyteller I was. So it would have been crazy for them to get me in there to try to change me or try to censor me. It was kind of just like, look, we know what you're about. We like what you do. Come do it for us.
Mm.
So they might have been nervous in the background, but they never told me. You know, they let me kind of tell my story.
Well, it paid off, because what you've got is honestly an incredible, incredible show.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that.
But listen, we're in the middle of the Euros right now, and I'm wondering, are you a football fan and an England fan?
I'm definitely an England fan, and I watch the England games, but I don't keep up with football the way I used to when I was younger. Schedule
right.
Just doesn't allow me, so I don't know how it is, but I'm definitely supporting England, no doubt.
And what do you think? How are you feeling? Are you feeling confident?
every time I do feel confident, I feel like I get heartbroken, but I feel like we're off to a good start. You know? So I'm optimistic.
Okay, good. That's a smart way to be. Listen, as an Irish fan, you know, we're just optimistic that we can maybe get to a tournament, whatever, about winning one.
No, I feel like that with Nigeria plays because I'm Nigerian as well. So. I know exactly what that feeling is like.
Let's talk music for a second, because you've been in the industry for a long time. And, you know, the music you were making, you know, maybe let's go back 10 years, say, like UK rap, grime, drill, it didn't have the exposure that maybe it's gotten in the last, say, I don't know, 4 to 5 years. How do you feel everything's changed in the industry for you?
I think we definitely, the music came a lot more mainstream accepted by the mainstream, and I don't think it was due to the labels and the industry. I think the fact is the people was looking for this music. So when it was underground, the people was going underground to find it, and I think someone just said, you know what, people like it, let's just put the money behind it. And I think that's where it was. Like rap has been around many years before it kicked off in the UK, and it was a popular genre. I don't know why it took so long for the mainstreams to get behind it. Like, and now you go to these rappers' concerts, like you're seeing people from different classes, different races. Everybody's in there because that is the popular. I feel like rap is pop music now.
Yes,
I think it's the most popular music now. You know, you're gonna hear that on the radio the same way you're gonna hear an Adele or, you know, a Taylor Swift. You're gonna hear a rap song as well. And I think I love it. It's a beautiful time. And there was a time when we was so underground. I don't even know if I would be here because the music industry helped me get to the position that I'm in.
Yeah.
Like UK rap is big everywhere now. Like Ireland, England, US, Africa, France, Denmark. It's just everywhere now. I think honestly, in general, not even just the music, even the shows.
Yeah.
Like I was told something the other day that British shows are the most popular shows right now. Like people all over the world want to see shows from Britain.
Yep.
Remember, we grew up watching all these American shows because that's all that was on TV when we was younger. So that's why the actors can do the accents and things like that. But it's only recently they're starting to see British shows because of streamers like Netflix. They're seeing British shows now, you know, and it's like, oh, this is how they talk. This is how they act. They don't just all drink tea and trumpets. They do things that we do. So they're still fascinated by us. We're still like, ooh, it's still the new thing. So it's just a good time to be British, I would say now, like if you got art. Because it's really popular.
Totally. And you've got both sides. People watch the Great British Bake Off, and that is obviously tea and crumpets. And then they're going to watch Supercell and go, okay, right, there are two different types of Britain.
Very different. And Supercell is a very real, authentic look of South London. If you want to explain to someone what's South London like, just point them to that show on the 27th of June, because that is everything.
It's brilliant. Right, listen, quick fire round before I let you go and get on your way. What are you currently obsessed with, rap man? Anything in particular?
When the only thing that I'm obsessed with is the Supercell release date, and that's not a marketing tool. I just can't stop thinking about the day. I've been waiting for it for 5 years, so yeah.
Okay, that's absolutely fair. June 27th is the date. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Maybe Jay-Z.
Maybe Jay-Z. He casually throws into conversation.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's fair. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. Did you bring a lunchbox to school with lunch in it, or did you get school dinners?
I had school dinners.
All right, so what were you eating then?
I loved the pie. It didn't matter if it was meat or chicken. It was just cut into squares. I used to love that school pie. That was like, yo, pie day. I'd always try to get seconds. I was eating that school pie. Yeah, that school pie was me.
Epic. And the final question, which I ask all my guests, and forgive me, I know it's a little bit weird, but I don't, you see. So I want to know, do you, rap man, wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah, I do wash my legs. Yeah.
Every time.
I scrub from top to bottom. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's funny. That's a funny question. But yeah.
Listen, congratulations on Supercell. June 27th is going to come out. I know it's going to be a huge success everywhere because it is such a great show. Well done.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.